And as violence continues in Syria as well, Islamist rebel groups in the Syrian city of Aleppo say they reject the new Western-backed opposition coalition. Nathan Morley reports.
In an internet video, they denounced what they called the conspiratorial project and said they intended to establish an Islamist state within Syria. The EU recognized the new coalition on Monday as a legitimate representative of the Syrian people, but did not grant it full recognition. France has already backed the group as the sole representative of Syrians. Known as the National Coalition for Syrian Revolutionary and Opposition Forces and formed in Qatar on the 11th of November, the opposition has also been given full recognition by Turkey and six other Gulf states. The new body is being led by the moderate cleric Ahmed Murs al-Khatib. He's seen as an independent opponent of the regime without links to any Islamist party.
The oppositions are now trying to be unified, and the world is a witness. And on top of everything, we need humanitarian aid, and we need to stop the bloodshed, and we need to work in order to get rid of this regime and to build a free and just and fair society in Syria.
Former U.S. Brigadier General Mark Kimmitt has told journalists that the United States will be wary of the new group at first.
I would caution everybody that this is just forming now, and if history is prologue, there could be very much infighting amongst this group as well, as we saw with the Syrian National Council. A very important first step, but a long way to go.
Recognition for the opposition grouping would open the way to additional practical and political assistance, but fall short of arming fighters on the ground. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.